This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Aren't you glad we're back in the saddle, if you will, in your ear, promoting things that are of interest and import? It's 7 after the hour. This is the DJV show. Victoria Keelan is here, and Kara Schellen at the studio controls in Washington. We're figuring out what you're interested in. If you have not gotten your flu shot, you think you need to. There are a lot of people who are dying, and I say a lot, that, and I'm not trying to exaggerate this. I don't believe in flu shots. I believe in keeping yourself in good shape, having a good, strong immune system, although sometimes I think there is an argument that can be made for trying to deal with this thing in a way that is not conventional, because this year it doesn't seem to be a conventional year for the flu. There's a lot of data floating around here as to where you need to be or not be if you want to keep away from the flu, like the states where the flu is a real problem. North Dakota, for some reason or other, Fargo has an epidemic going on, really. A lot of people, when I say a lot, you know, when you consider a couple of dozen people dying, 17 people have died in North Dakota. So that's a lot of people. Usually the flu takes it, the stats are different because with the flu, if you're older and you get it and you then get pneumonia, you die. But it's not considered the flu that does you in. It's considered pneumonia that does you in. But because of the age of people who are dying from the flu, let's see, another 17 people have I'm looking at what's happened over the last week or so. Death rate per 100,000 in Maryland is 17. They've had 1,100 people die in Maryland this year of the flu. That's unheard of. And so as we look at that, here's Missouri on this list. They've had 1,300 people die.
Is that for all of 2017, or does it say how much time, like how long of a span for that many people to die?
I can't answer that with credibility. So, Kara,
because
I will tell you.
You know, as someone who's in Maryland, you would think that that's like a big headline. Like, 1,100 people have died. I haven't heard that number at all before you said it.
Missouri, 13, let's see, it's 18 per 100,000 there. And I'm just, I don't want to belabor all this. I'm just looking at some of the states that are coming in with heavy numbers, and the number of people that live in South Dakota versus the number of people who have died. It's, again, it's 18 per 100,000, and this past year, it's in the last year, apparently, 213 have died. I think that the underscore here is that there really is a problem with the flu this year, and it may be because the news media takes things and sort of twists them around. I don't know, if we were to go back the last 3, 4, 5 years and looked at the death rate in Missouri, for example, from the flu, would it be any different? Or because this is the 100th anniversary of that flu that killed 600,000 Americans and 6.5 million people around the world in 1917, 1918, does that give us sort of cause to pause? Do you know what I mean? Okay, look at the flu. Was it, I have not gone back to, let's say, 2010 or the last 10 years to see what the death rate was from the flu. But I know that I'm just now thinking about it on the air. Am I being twisted and manipulated by the news media? Is it Kara's question is what gets me to think about it? Isn't it different now? Because she's saying she lives in Maryland, or her folks grew up in Maryland, and it hasn't seemed to be a big thing there. Certainly people dying of the flu are dying. You know, there are 40,000 people a year who die from, older people who die from pneumonia. And the pneumonia often starts with the flu, but they're not considered part of the stats because the flu stats that we're talking about are younger people. I think on Friday, didn't we talk about some nurse that was 30 years old or something that died of the flu? She got it, and 2 days later she was dead. Bang. And I think that's been what surprises people or has gotten people's attention. I'm not sure that these that the numbers as they apply in general, Kara, but you asked the right question. What is it now? And I think that I'm getting wrapped up in the mania that surrounds
possibly,
the coverage.
But I'm also just curious if I haven't been looking in the right places, or I don't know. I'm just wondering, obviously 1,100 people in comparison to the whole population, you know, I guess it's not that many people, but I'm just, do I know anyone? Are these all young people? Have any of my friends known someone who's died of the flu? Like, how big of an issue is it? I'm just curious if I need to be more worried about myself.
I don't know what you could do, frankly, other than just, you know, if you feel like you want to get a flu shot, every time I've...
Isn't that too late now?
Anybody,
yeah, I don't think it would be that effective now.
Yeah, I think it would be that effective. But was it going to be effective to begin with? The only time I ever have been close to anybody, Ken Kronhaus gets a flu shot every year and he gives it to his daughter. And people who ask him at the clinic that he runs in Florida, if they ask him for a flu shot, he gives him a flu shot. But, you know, if you weigh that with Jack Stockwell, our other doctor, tells you the flu vaccine is, you know, the next best thing to just letting your wrist.
I've had one flu shot in the last, I think, one flu shot since college.
I've never had.
And it was only because I was going on a cruise and it was recommended.
It's interesting that they both have such opposite views, because I've gotten flu shot. I didn't get a flu shot this year. I get a flu shot almost every year, but it's kind of off and on. It's kind of just depends on if they're giving them away free at work, or if I make it to the, you know, Rite Aid to get one. I haven't had an issue either way, so I don't know what that means.
I've been getting one every year, and I haven't been getting one at all.
Yeah, so I don't know if that means that they don't do that much, or they do a lot, or I don't think that they're as terrible for you as some people make them out to seem, like, or maybe they're just not that great. I don't know, because I don't think I've gotten the flu regardless.
My parents get a flu shot every year, and my mom swears every year she gets sick after she gets the flu shot.
Yeah, right. I've heard that from more people than you can shake a stick at.
And I don't know why, and she's asked her doctor, and they don't seem to know why either, but...
they don't want to tell you why.
But they say it's not a live strain, right?
Yeah,
so it doesn't really make sense how you could get sick unless there's
So if it's not a live strain, what good is it doing you in the first place? It's just like pumping something else dead into your body, like putting a piece of hamburger in your body. That's dead. What good does it do? I don't get it, Frank.
I don't get it either.
What I do get, though, is the opportunity I'm going to take right now to invite you to join the leagues of people, the legions of people using Balance of Nature to provide themselves with a strong immune system, because that's what happens. Balance of Nature product, they only make three things. So keep yourself in better overall health. Your well-being is what they're concerned with at balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV for a free month supply and other special discounts. DJV at balanceofnature.com. MyPillow.com is bringing back their best offer ever. Buy one MyPillow and get one free. If you're struggling to get a good night's rest, if you toss around all night long, find yourself with a MyPillow, and the stuffing and the piling in your pillow will go away, because MyPillow stays cool and in place. You adjust it when you go to sleep, and it stays there all night long, giving your head and your neck full support. It's like no other pillow. You fall asleep better, you stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed. There's a 60-day money-back satisfaction guarantee with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and pay for one MyPillow, a premium pillow, and get a free premium pillow with the deal. So you buy one at the regular price, get one free, two for the price of one, and enjoy that 60-day money-back guarantee. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
Ah, the horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I threw up this morning. The nausea from gastroparesis can be overwhelming. Have you been diagnosed with gastroparesis? If so, you might qualify for a clinical study for a new medication for nausea and the symptoms of gastroparesis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 844-902-1212. That's 844-902-1212. This ad sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
17 after the hour, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Without Jen in this hour, it's Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and Doug Steffen. The focus on airlines, there isn't an hour that goes by in this program, or it's infrequent, that there isn't some shot at one of the airlines for some thing or another. So as American keeps using they're really getting sauced because of their slogan, we're going for great, when in fact they aren't at all. But they've done something along with United and Delta that sort of makes sense. Passengers are complaining about things. Most often the complaints in the last 4, 5, 6 months have been that the entertainment devices in the seats don't work. And they're doing it at American. They're doing this purposely because they want to take them out and save themselves some money. But people are beginning to now look at it and say, wait a minute, are we doing the right thing? Because there's so many complaints about it. And one of the problems they have, they're not fixing these that are broken because they say they're going to take them out. Well, now with all these complaints, flight attendants have been told that they can de-escalate unpleasant encounters with passengers who are complaining about things with bonus miles. You can get free miles. And this comes with an apology. There's a little say, I'm sorry for the inconvenience. Here are some 500 bonus miles for your, if you belong to their patron system. And then the flight attendants now have started. The union is saying, well, people are abusing the system. And they're creating a class of chronic complainers. People are now hearing about this because guys like Stefan talk about it. And so is that a point of view that deserves some consideration? If you give people things, are they going to, is it going to go overboard? Some passengers paying attention and getting miles too often. Apparently, however, American, as you might imagine, is keeping track of the people who are getting the miles. And if they get too many of them, they'll be marked as lousy and they'll be kept off. Their accounts will be shut down. I mean, these people, it's like the gulag. So giving something and they want to take it away. Yeah, sure. Would people abuse it? Of course they would. That's human nature. But then you're going to take the stuff away. After you give it to them, you're going to take it away from them? It's uncanny.
So they're basically just giving them the miles while they're on board
to shut
them up, and then they won't be able to use them.
Yeah, and then they're not going to be able to use them.
What could go wrong with that plan?
Nothing. There they are, going for great. It amazes me how tone deaf these people are. It really is. It's craziness, but it is part of. I find it interesting again because I fly American pretty much exclusively, and I know what all these people are talking about. 21 after the hour here.
Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Publix Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. you can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Three and change after the hour on the DJV show. Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and the Dougster here. This is music from a performance Natalie Portman gave. What was the name of the movie, Kara, again?
Swan. Black Swan.
The Black Swan.
That was a great movie. What a good thriller. Oh, I loved that movie.
I've never actually seen it because the reviews after it came out were so bizarre. I think so many people didn't know how to feel about it. But I'm thinking now, a few years after the fact, I should definitely watch it.
I think you would really like it, Kara.
What about Doug?
It might be too girly. I think it's too girly for Doug.
Really?
I think so.
I'm talking about the feminine side.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know that it would have that much appeal for you.
Natalie Portman is signed on for the drama Vox Lux, taking on the lead role of Celeste. She is going to replace Rooney Mara, who was attached to play this role. Apparently, Brady Corbett was some kind of a pop star. I don't put that into my head, but I'm sure both of you know. Jude Law is going to be in it as well. Sia is going to provide songs for the soundtrack for the film. Nomination for an Oscar for her work in Jackie and having won for Black Swan. She stars now in Annihilation, which is a thrill. I saw a preview of that, and I didn't like it at all. It didn't look like something that she would be. She looked like she didn't belong. Do you know what I mean? Some people can play those roles and pull it off, and others, she's got such a sweet, maybe she's trying to play against type because she doesn't want to be buttonholed.
Right.
As a particular type of actress, but I didn't think, I thought she was very good as Jackie.
She was. The movie itself is kind of like, but she was very good in it, I thought.
Yeah, she was. Yep. All right, let's move to the music side of the desk here with a story about Jennifer Hudson, who's going to play Lady Aretha in the Aretha Franklin biopic. The story, Clive Davis put that info out over the weekend at his pre-Grammy party. The story about the Queen of Soul. Davis made the announcement while introducing Hudson, where she performed a medley of Franklin's hits like Think and Rock Steady and Respect. When the picture of the great Aretha Franklin is filmed next year, the artist anointed by Aretha herself to play her is the next performer. Aretha personally told me last week, Davis, who set of Hudson, who's like Franklin, the protege of both of them. Clive Davis has been around forever. He got Aretha moving, and now he's gotten Jennifer Hudson moving.
There's kind of no one else who could even play
Aretha. Pull it off.
Right?
Yeah, you think around, yeah.
You could find an actress who looks more like her, but then you'd have to dub in someone else
singing. Music, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where is the next Aretha Franklin was the question. Where will the next Aretha come from? Clive Davis said, I say it's Hudson. She's in the studio right now recording what I hope will be a classic album. In the tradition of Adele, she is a singer's singer.
It's true. She really is. That voice is just, it's just unbelievable.
Mm. So who's better, Aretha Franklin or Whitney Houston? There's a conversation that you can have. Huh?
I'm more of a fan of Aretha than Whitney. Yeah, Houston had such an iconic voice, but
yeah.
I'm not really a fan of her music, but I love Aretha's music.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's I would give you that as well. Whitney Houston had a lot of good qualities. That boy, the voice itself. I don't think some of the music was as good, and it didn't make it. You know, it doesn't. Everything Aretha came out with made it in Hitsville. 28 past the hour, DJ V time.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses. All forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Doug Steffen with an exciting invitation for YOU to join me in Hawaii this March. Yep, come with me to Hawaii on a 13-day fabulous guided tour with YMT Vacations. We'll see Honolulu, Pearl Harbor, the world-famous Waikiki Beach. We'll cruise the tropical rivers. We'll be in Maui watching migrating whales, stunning ocean sunsets, relaxing beaches, authentic island hospitality. It'll be a fabulous four-island cruise for $19.99. You can enjoy beachfront hotels, luggage handling, 6 sightseeing tours, airfare within Hawaii, and a professional tour director. Add-on airfare is available. Call 877-900-4574. Come with me to Hawaii, 877-900-4574.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
At the hour now, this is the DJ V Show. I'm Doug Steffen with the Victoria Keevan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer off during this hour around the nation and around the world. Well, let's start with all the focus this week, this month, this year on plastic and trash and the things that are being pictured. It's hard to turn on the television, any news show, or to look at. I was looking at a Discovery documentary last night about the amount of trash that's coming from all of us, not only in this country, but around the world, and what's been done with it. You may or may not know, I think we were talking about this two or three weeks ago, how the focus on trash has been a big business for China, but now they can't even keep up with the amount of trash, the plastic, the things that are being collected, and China has been a place. Shipload after shipload of this stuff would be brought over to China and they'd get rid of it up in Mongolia someplace. But now, because there's so much of it, they've closed their borders to a lot of the imported waste that's been sent over there. And so now countries around the world are wondering, because the trash is piling up by the ton, what in the world are they going to do with all of it? And I think it gives us cause to think. We really need to be thinking about what we are doing to the planet, how we're using all of this stuff as a convenience. I remember any number of times over the last year or so, we've looked at the trash and thought, my God, look at all these plastic containers. What did we put food in before there was plastic? What did we the Tupperware stuff? What happened to using Tupperware, for example? How did the stores sell you things? Like if you went to the meat counter to get a piece of fish and you wanted to take it home to cook it, what'd they put it in before there was plastic?
Well, they wrapped it in... Do you mean prepackaged fish or the kind like you go to the fishmonger and then they give you paper?
Yeah, you go to the fishmonger. They just wrapped it up in paper that you could burn. Now,
well, burning's not good.
Well, it's better than having all this other stuff pile up. It's certainly burning isn't anywhere near as bad as the stuff that's piled up. My God, you see this stuff everywhere. I'm just amazed that we didn't really know as much about this until China said no. How many people knew that we were, for example, the United States was exporting 16 million tons of waste a year to China? We spent $5 billion having them get rid of plastic and paper and some of the other things. We create about half of the world's rubbish anyway. And so China, here's Britain that last year sent China enough garbage to fill 10,000 swimming pools. So what in the world? Well, this was good for China for a while. They made a business out of it, and they were able to recycle some of the stuff. What I don't understand, and you would probably object to this anyway, Victoria, but for my money, it's far better. Well, maybe we have to back up further and answer the question, which we haven't really answered. What did we have that we wrapped things in or we stored things in before there was plastic? And so if we go back to
that... I feel like you could... And I don't mean this to sound bad, but you're probably the only one who could answer that question because plastic has been in my entire life, so I don't know the answer.
Well,
so when you were a kid and you went to the grocery store, what was there before plastic?
There were things that were wrapped in newspapers... fish used to get wrapped in newspapers, or they had a plastic-coated paper that a lot of things would get wrapped in.
Like wax paper?
We didn't have plastic bottles, so you bought things.
So glass bottles.
I was at a farmer's market yesterday, and I bought a quart of honey. And the lady said to me, what do you want, glass or plastic? And I thought of a bottle of honey that I had dropped that was in glass a couple of years ago, and I said plastic. And then I thought to myself on the way home, why'd I buy plastic? At least you could do something with a glass. You can't do anything with a plastic. But I think this is it. We think about convenience, and we don't think about the ramifications here. This is the problem, banning the imports of 24 categories of solid waste. Plastics being number one, scrap paper, waste textiles. See, that's been big business. A lot of this stuff, and I'm in a way happy about this because I think this will force our country, as well as others, to figure out figure out two things. Why we are using so much of this stuff and wasting it, that's one thing. But then the other thing, what do we do with it? Scrap paper, although much less paper, thankfully, is being used now, and so the trees aren't going down to the extent that they used to, because people are just using their screens. I use much less paper than I used to. I still use some, but I don't use as much by any stretch of the imagination as I used to. So then what about some of the other categories? Well, who thinks about wasted textiles? Let's say your old clothing that you don't give away, you just throw it away. What do you do
landfill.
With that stuff?
Right to the landfill.
That's ridiculous, because that stuff is usable.
Yep.
You can chop it up. There is all kinds of technology. Matter of fact, Elon Musk was behind this. I don't think a lot of people knew it. Most of the resurfacing of the roads, there are tires that are now being ground up and used in the asphalt. And the old asphalt that comes off the road is getting used over again. They put it in the mix to resurface the roadways. And also, the textiles are being used for building as filler in concrete, things like that. There have been a lot of very clever people who have made great businesses out of waste management. And it's time that we took responsibility and decided, okay, we're going to have all this convenience. We better know what to do with it at the end of the day. So the scramble to figure out what to do with this stuff, the solution. This is going to be a new business category, and it'll be somebody who's really smart or some group of people who are really smart will come up with ways of further enhancing the use of the plastic. Or maybe we're going to figure out what to do, or maybe we got to go back to what we used before we used plastic. I see the British chain Iceland supermarket group announced they will become the first chain to go plastic-free in England. This is a big retailer in England and in Europe. They have committed themselves to eliminating plastic packaging for all of their brand products. They think that this is a scourge, and it is. Plastic pollution is a really big problem. You go across the oceans, and if you're on an ocean liner and you're on a cruise, you can look out and see plastic everywhere. They dump them out of the ship. So, anyway, this is something that we need to be, and I'm not here to lecture anybody. I'm just saying that it seems to me this is one of those things that doesn't get much attention, but it's a very, very, very important problem. I was laughing the other day. Remember when Jennifer and I were talking about this bill in California that will make it illegal to give you a straw if you don't ask for one? And
I love that.
$1,000. Actually, yeah. It's very practical, because that's where I was in a little diner the other night having a bowl of soup. And after I had seen and talked about this, I'm looking around, and this waitress is giving this family a dozen straws.
Yeah,
and
they do.
And there were two kids. Why? What are you giving them a dozen straws for? I don't even want them to give me any straws.
They all go right into the garbage. And straws, there's even a documentary on it now. Straws are the number one non-recyclable plastic that's sitting in landfills.
Yeah.
There's nothing more in a landfill that cannot be recycled than plastic straws.
So
there are so many restaurants. On our honeymoon, when we were in Mexico, it was a Hyatt, and the whole complex said, we have a no straw policy unless you specifically ask us for one. We will not put a straw in your glass. And so many people applauded that. And I loved that. I thought that was great.
Well, used to make straws out of paper, you know. The original straw was not made out of plastic. Plastic was a convenience because it's easier to make it out of plastic. But originally, straws, when you chewed on them, you could see that it was paper. I don't know what the consistency was. But why do we need straws to begin with? I'm just thinking about Miles is the only one that I know of who uses straws around when he gets his milk, but he can drink it out of a sippy cup as well as, you know, and he's getting to the point where he can drink it on his own. He doesn't need a straw.
Right, exactly. There's actually a new company, I forget the name of it now, I supported it on Kickstarter, and they're making edible straws. And so it's made out of sea kelp. And so they have flavored ones, and they have ones that are just, you know, because when you have kelp, it looks like you can make gelatin out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Vegans use gelatin from kelp instead of gelatin from animals. And so, and if you don't eat the straw, if you don't want to, it naturally will just be biodegradable. Mm-hmm. And so companies like that are being really innovative, and they're able to produce these straws now at a really reasonable price. So it's not like it's going to be too expensive to compete against plastic straws. They should be pretty much on target.
And that other company, it's Lolly Straw by
Lolly Straw. Yes.
I think it's still on Kickstarter if people want to pre-order them.
Yep.
Well, it's killing. Remember, we saw the story and talked about it here, that was it a whale or a dolphin or something that died and got washed up on the beach, and they did an autopsy and its lungs were full of plastic?
Yep.
That kind of stuff. It's not,
and then we eat fish. We eat the seafood that has plastic in it.
We eat all that stuff. Yeah.
It's horrific.
Ugh, it's gross. Speaking of gross and animals like that, the death of four monkeys that were being used in a nicotine addiction study that the United States government sponsored was shut down over the weekend because the animals apparently, and I don't know whether this is a PETA thing, although I have one of these about a mile down the road from where my farm is in Massachusetts. The Harvard University farm is about as much, about 100 acres, maybe a little more than 100 acres, of buildings and secluded area that's shut off from the public. There are always protests going on there because they have chimpanzees, they have squirrels, they have all kinds of things. that they operate on to see how their brains and their bodies work. And they literally cut the brains open of these monkeys while they're alive.
Ugh. Well, it's like cosmetic testing and stuff. You know, that's for years was that the whole beauty industry was just infamous for animal testing. And now, thank God, the tide has turned and so many companies proudly say they don't do it.
Food for thought.
The Geek Out.
It finally has happened. A news story about a drone doing good and not one about a drone peering in somebody's window. Down in Australia, a drone called the Little Ripper, which is designed to help spot sharks and alert lifeguards to their presence, was actually used this time to spot and rescue a pair of swimmers caught in dangerous rough seas. So the Little Ripper, which can fly on a single charge for 2.5 hours, used GPS and other tech to find the swimmers and then get this, deployed inflatable rafts. Swimmers saved. It is thought to be the world's first drone rescue operation, and certainly not the last. You can learn more about the story of drones doing good in our Twitter timeline at The Geek Out.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge, welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. No, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Ah, here it is. Nope, that's a Chinese takeout menu.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
I threw up this morning. The nausea from gastroparesis can be overwhelming. Have you been diagnosed with gastroparesis? If so, you might qualify for a clinical study for a new medication for nausea and the symptoms of gastroparesis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 844-902-1212. That's 844-902-1212. This ad sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the pad and Phil to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com. Or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles. A 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
After the hour here on the DJV show, let's follow some travel news. If you're interested in going overseas, I have some things for you to think about before you take your trip right after this.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel. To not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Noro Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
All right, so let's take note, if we can, Victoria, of some of the things that are going on as visits to our country are way down. There has been, according to the stats last year, $4 and $6 billion less spent here by people visiting our country. In other words, international visitors coming in here are not feeling like they are welcome, apparently, or they can't get in, one or the other or both. So the travel organizations are trying to bring this to the surface because they've started this Visit USA coalition to lobby the feds to change the way we are looking. And I wonder, well, it's not one and the same. It's not the DACA thing, which apparently has been approved to a point to keep the 1.8 million people here. It's not the same thing, but yet they're being sort of woven together because America is seen by the news media, the international news media, as being unfriendly to foreigners as much as foreigners want to come here. So there's been a 4% decline in the number of people coming from other countries. So this new travel association is spending money to get people to come here, but if the laws aren't changed, how is that going to? Is it just the PR? People just feel like it's not that the Americans don't want them to come, so they just stay home. Maybe that's
it
the
could be part of it. Yeah. A lot of people have had stories that go on Twitter and social media, bad exchanges through customs and things like that, being detained for no reason. I just read this morning there were two Irish guys who were in college, and they were coming over to visit cousins who were here, and they got detained by, I guess, ICE or something, and it was this long, drawn-out thing, and it turned out to be nothing. And so I think there are stories like that that get out, and it is bad PR.
40,000 jobs in our economy depend on travel. So this is big economic. This will, there was, the organization that regulates tourism or encourages tourism just in New York, guy's name is Fred Dixon, said the U.S. economy is not powerful enough to drive itself. It needs help from visitors and business from abroad. And I wonder how many people are thinking about that as they think about trying to find a happy medium. You know, these people are not the enemy. This is kind of stupid, actually. I think the approach to how they're dealing with a problem that does exist is just, it's stupid. It doesn't focus on what the real problem is. It's just like this blanket, we're going to get every. It's like people staying in college. We have a lot of people coming to college here that we're now throwing out because we don't want them to stay. And yet they could, in past years, when I was in college, even there were a lot of kids that came to school where I went to school that stayed here, that came from places like Micronesia. They had something to offer to the economy. They were good at something. And so we then, at that point in time, we encouraged them to stay. But now we are discouraging them. And it doesn't seem, I mean, we understand what the problem is with having people here we don't want. But isn't there some way of scrutinizing it so we can find people that are good and are valuable, and we ought to keep them here? I think that's what we ought to be thinking about, a little more in depth than what we are doing. Food for thought, 2050 rather, 59 after the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.